Yo, you should have learned to put.
We tuned in Off the Rock, and we are live in effect, bro. We got was a very special episode about to go down in this thing, bro. Check it out, man. We got the man himself, Snap, in the building. What's good? Hey, bro, it's a great night. We got Snap in the building, of course. Also, bro, we got Anna in the building. What's good?
What's up, y'all?
We got True, too.
Hello.
Cash, what it do?
What it do, man?
Hey, bro, it's rocking this mug. Y'all know how we start this. We start this off, bro. Let's go and get into it. We got a temperature check. I got to see where everybody mental at while we getting up in here. We got a guest, so you know we like to start with them first. So, Snap, bro, where you at? 1 through 10. 10 being the highest, 1 being the lowest. Where you at, my guy?
10.
Okay, then. Why we at a 10, bro?
I had me a few drinks. I smoked, you know. Okay, I'm feeling good, man.
Okay, man. Normally, drinks and smokes be elevating me to about a 7. Then life give me that extra 3. So I feel you, man.
Wait,
what?
You
usually
be knocking
me
back down. What did he just say?
So he said alcohol and weed get him to a 70 out of 100.
A 7.
Wow. So you at a C after the weed and alcohol. So without the weed and alcohol, you had a
30%.
Boy, what the fuck going on there?
No, man, just sometimes.
You all right?
Yeah, I'm good.
On God, you know I'm here.
I know.
She said shit.
Okay.
You know why everybody be trying to act like as if I have like a mental, like, estranged head?
Oh, no. We got to check on you.
Yeah, I feel you.
You
I
just said. Minus alcohol and drugs, my nigga. I'm a 30. So we gonna ask you.
He need the alcohol and the drugs.
I'm straight. Hey. I'm straight.
Thanks.
Anna, where you at, man? 1 through 10.
I was about a 10, but the alcohol done set in. And I'm tired, so I'm gonna go about like an 8.
Come on,
the
man.
Alcohol brought you down.
Yes, because I'm like, if I kept going, I would have just kept going.
What you drunk?
It was called Death Valley. I feel like Death Valley
they
right
got
now.
Walk-on.
But it's got rum, it's vodka.
That's a walk-on drink.
And you get to keep the cup. But
it's good, though.
And I had a double shot of Crown Apple.
You walk on, but you don't walk out that much.
No, you can walk out with the cup. That it's the only drink I think at a restaurant out. They actually give you that you can leave with the whole cup.
Boy, you got me.
They do.
Boy, that's a lawsuit waiting to happen.
Damn, lawsuit, that's a good night waiting to happen.
Bullshit.
It had me feel like Incredible Hulk.
You feel like the Hulk.
Incredible Hulk.
In rotation.
I made him an Incredible Hulk one night at the Next Up Challenge, and that's just straight Hypnotic and Hennessy.
That Hennessy.
I'm finna say, that's Hypnotic and Hennessy.
Yeah.
You old enough to know that, though.
Who?
Snap, I know you know about that Incredible Hulk.
Oh, yeah.
That ain't no new drink.
That's an old drink.
My parents are drinking that shit.
I've been heard about it. I've never had it.
He had it one night at Bank. Like,
that's my first time having it.
No, but you just said it like it was some new shit.
Oh, no, it ain't no new shit. I was just saying. I'm just telling you.
Bro, don't say that, dog.
No, I had made it one night for him at Bank.
Oh, yeah, I think she put some in.
It's a good drink, though.
That shit get you fucked up.
It get you all. I was there.
It get you there.
Yeah.
Quickly.
Where you at? 1 through 10.
Where I'm at?
Yeah.
I'm at a good 17.
What's up, James?
17.
Okay, then the elevation.
Yeah.
You broke the scale. Why you break the scale, my nigga?
I'm
alive for one. Okay. So that's a good thing. Whenever I got an opportunity to.
What's that
about
a fold?
Huh?
Just being alive is
that's
about
a fold?
Well,
that's a fold for you? Hey, man, we need to get my brother some help.
That's a 10 itself.
We need to get my nigga some help.
Hey, the man.
Happy with life.
The man done said he went to therapy, y'all.
But boy, then you came to therapy talking about life is a fold, my nigga. They call you a therapist. See what the fuck.
What's the point of going?
What's the fuck? What you paying money for? Oh, yeah, my boy, tripping. True. You need to holler at my boy after the show. We need to holler at my boy and make sure he out.
Well, True, where you at?
25.
He
higher than me, so what you got to say about that?
Hey, bro, that's y'all. Y'all good? I ain't gave my number yet.
So life is a foe, so what? So what's got you the other 21 points?
Did I give my number already?
Life is good, man.
Hey, she really fucked.
Yeah.
You feel me? My girl would have let me stall. My girl would have let me stall for the whole interview. Like, nah, dude.
Quit that whole act.
She got there. Get your ass up. Filet.
Tuck and roll.
I thought he dropped that.
It landed so perfectly. Y'all did this before, didn't it?
No.
Y'all done had to do this before. She did it. She threw them in the perfect spot. He was able to reach that ball.
It is. I guess it's my turn. Everybody.
No, how are you doing, Rock?
Hold on. I thought he said he was a 7.
No, I said
that was in another show. That was another show. That show did not take place tonight. So
I thought he said he was a 7 off of the drugs, and then or whatever he said.
I think
and
that
then,
was another show.
And the life gave him the 3 points.
Oh, that was this show.
Yeah,
right, so I'm
sweet. What the fuck drugs you on? I'm done.
Enough. Goddamn. Oh, shit. Hey, you are. How you doing, all right? Besides the 7.
I'm gonna say I'm at a 12.
You doing better than 7?
Oh, he said he had 12.
We take him at a 120 because normally that shit be low as fuck.
No, yeah, wait, you gotta stop saying this. I've been on a consecutive.
He really has been doing good for the last couple months, okay?
But couple weeks because we've been saying that nigga be coming in fucking up the
music. Yeah, yeah.
That's why he's fixed his attitude toward coming in.
I've been saying that before then, though, bro.
Nah, fam.
Oh, my Lord.
I was checking his temperature besides the show the other day. Hey, bro, y'all,
hey. Look, man, I'm at a good spot. I got a new job, like things
that's
are getting better for me. You know what I'm saying?
That's always a good thing.
Yeah, I'm on my third consecutive blue job.
That's crazy.
And he got a whole blue fit on right now.
Yeah, snap. You don't, if you don't know, this nigga that had his last three previous jobs, like all require him to wear or display the color blue.
Pepsi,
weird as shit.
Who's exactly?
Pepsi. Exactly.
Amazon.
And not Amazon.
His car blue, his shoes his blue, his pants blue.
Yeah, like this nigga's a blue nigga.
Like he creepy.
Oh, fit blue. Yeah, it's on my. I started to be like, man, hey, Rocker. Yeah. You got some crip ties or something that you just want, some gang relations that you don't want to tell us about. If you don't, that's fine. You feel me? But you wearing that shit religiously. Like that nigga don't want nothing but blue.
Nothing but blue.
You gotta look at him now.
You feel me? Navy blue.
It don't even look like he been on
ocean blue.
Our Off the Rock shirts are blue. I mean,
no, they not. Right,
they have blue gray.
Oh, you colorblind. Yeah.
That's a blue
you
gray.
You colorblind as
that's
shit.
A blue gray.
You find out you a dog gray. You can't see.
So there ain't no blue gray.
Said, I mean, blue gray. True.
She said blue gray.
She said blue.
When I ordered the shirts, the color they gave me was gray.
No, no, no.
Their color is gray.
You blind. You blind.
She not blind. You get off.
You blind. You blind.
Look, man.
My bad.
We got Snap in the building. Everybody, this is Snap's like first exclusive interview on All.
Which is crazy. This your first interview,
yeah.
Bro?
Yeah.
Boy, I'm honored, my nigga. Come look, yes. Bro. You understand, bro? I know you for a minute, my nigga. Like, yeah. I've been. This your first like exclusive motherfucker. Hey, Rock, we need. Like, hey, bro, on the YouTube, we got some. You feel me, good, bro?
Oh yeah, yeah, of course.
Snap been going crazy.
Of course.
I got to say this shit. And this ain't no. I'm sorry. I've been knowing bro music for a minute. Bro been going crazy. No rap.
Yeah,
like
you don't.
Yeah.
Stage presence to damn footwork. The nigga go crazy.
Yes,
no rap.
Bro. Trust me, we're gonna dive into that when we get into this interview.
No rap.
So Snap, bro. We gotta ask you, just like we ask every artist that come in here, because the name's really important. The names of who you are,
sure.
It's your brand, and it's your billboard, my guy. Why did you choose to go with the stage name Snap?
Yeah, it was a name that was given to me by my brothers from the it ain't even have nothing to do with music. It came from my attitude. You know, I was just so high-headed, so quick to just jump off and just say whatever. But then again, I was doing music, but I had a whole nother name.
Oh, shit.
And then it got to the point to where, like, man, my brothers, they were like, man, you just be snapping.
Yo,
you know what I'm saying? Right. So the name that they gave me from my attitude, it also went with my music.
That makes sense. It do.
So I find, like, I was just like, that's going to be my name. So since middle school, my 8th grade year, 9th grade year, I was just like, man, that's going to be my name, Snap.
Okay, then.
Like, I'm going to roll with that, and I've been rolling with that since. And, yeah.
Since a long time from now.
Yeah, so it, like, it's a real meaning behind it, though.
Okay, then. That's what I like to see. I mean, it's good, because some people, bro, they be having rap names, don't even know why. It be some shit.
They be having, like, 10 names.
Yeah, like, I swear to God, I be feeling like some artists go to, like, the random name selector on the internet and just keep pressing the button to some shit. Look
rapper
like.
Name generator.
Yeah, like, I feel like they be doing that.
That's what I used to do. I done went through by, when I first started rapping, I done went through about 5-6 names.
You feel me? Trying to figure
out what I'm going to call myself. But then I just said, fuck it, one day, and it just kind of, they started calling me, and it just kind that way.
Okay, then. What was your I'm going to do rap for my life moment? Like, I feel like everybody have a moment where they feel like, this is what I like to do, this is what I want to do.
When
this
I got out of school.
Okay. Wait.
I ain't smoke. I ain't do nothing while I was at school. I just used to rap for real, for the fun of it, because I used to rap on instrumental. Other people beat.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? I was really into sports. I played basketball, ran track, and that's what I was into.
Okay.
But when I got out of school, I just used to stand outside with the basketball, and it's this chick stayed across the street from me. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? And it's just, I used to always hear beats. So one day I decided to just go over there. I knocked on the door. Like, man, what you be over here doing? She was like, I made beats. And her name, Young Skits. You know what I'm saying? She used to be on the radio station, used to work with Full Moon. I mean, she plugged Manny Fresh. Like, she did a whole lot of work, you know what I'm saying? And at that time, I ain't really understand, you know what I'm saying? But now looking back at it, like, yeah, she was somebody. Like, she still live, but she was somebody then, you know what I'm saying? And she gave me my first beat CD.
What?
My mama was a DJ. My mama had gave me her old DJ equipment, and she gave me my first beat CD. So it kind of like really got started from now. I was like about 16. I started rapping when I was like 12. By 16, 17, yeah.
That's about junior, around about sophomore, junior year for you in high school, if you think about it.
Right.
Yeah, so, okay, then did you finish, though? Did you?
No, I ain't finished school. Okay. I got kicked out. Went to get my GED. The GED school was like, man, you too smart. You need to go back to school. I went back to school, got kicked out again, and it was just up there then. Like, yeah. I just started smoking with my brothers. It was up. It was a whole different ball game then.
So, you, bro, I know being in school and being an artist, there's a time where you be at the lunch table, and it's that one lunch table that everybody get by, and niggas just go to spitting. Like, have you had one of those moments where you, like, spit a hot 16 at the lunch table or something?
No, I was nervous. I was shy.
Oh, for real?
In school, I was shy. But when I had dropped my first song with my brothers, we all dropped out. We was called the Camp Boys at that time. Okay. And we had dropped the song. We dropped 2-3 songs at Full Moon. I took it to school. And it's just like, oh, man. It was just on some whole other, like, man, you sound like Boosie. You sound like Boosie.
Okay.
So I got that, like, a lot too. But
that was my first thought when I heard that first song by you.
Hey, bro, what's crazy is Snapper said here, and he's on this interview, and you see how he is and how he's holding himself. But when he get on stage, it's a whole different person.
He go crazy.
Like, Snapper's like the nicest guy. He come on stage, shake your hand. But you get him on that stage, and you talking about going back and forth with him, he finna eat you alive, bro. Like, for real. Stage presence for Snap, I gotta say, is one of his top qualities. So, like, every time you have a show with Snap, he gonna give you a show.
Nah, for real. Just like that song for song that you did win, you feel me? I knew for a fact, like, when I saw the list, I was like, yeah, this nigga won. Like, I've seen you before, like, bro. You, I ain't know what time it was, bro. Like, you come with an energy that's kind of like unmatched. You feel me? Especially on the local spectrum, it's just unmatched. Like, it'll be like, okay, this guy needs to be set on a higher pedestal than these other guys.
So,
like, you definitely got that it factor. When you definitely touch a stage, it captivates.
I appreciate that. I do appreciate that, man. But like that shit ain't just come to me, because at first I was scared as hell.
Well, what got you? Okay, I ask this then. What got you to the comfort level that you get when you behind a microphone on stage? Because it seemed like you just didn't had it. You know what I'm saying? Like,
what made the butterflies disappear?
The people. Like when I see they on rock into it.
Yeah.
It, like, that just turned me to a whole nother person. You know what I'm saying? Like, damn, they rock with something. I created these. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to Run G, because he with the beats. But, you know what I'm saying? Lyric-wise, you know what I'm saying? I was like, damn, I come up with this. They rocking to this. And that shit just made me feel some type of way. So, that just boosts me up. You know what I'm saying? I'm already a hyper person. But, you know what I'm saying? When it gets to that, man, it just be a whole nother level.
So you did win Song for Song. What was that relationship like with Song for Song? Like, how did you feel performing in that and working with Dre Day and Song for Song? Shout out to Dre Day.
Shout out to Dre Day, man. I love him, man. Him, Slate, Hov, man, all them. That was my first time really linking up with Dre like that.
Yeah.
Like, that was my first time. That's how we got the relationship we got now, through Song for Song.
Facts.
You know what I'm saying? I wasn't going in it to win, but I was going in it to win.
Okay.
You know,
yeah.
Like, you know what I'm saying? Because I don't be trying to be cocky or none of that. But a lot of the ones that was in our song with me, they was like, man, you gonna win this, you gonna win it. I was like, man, you can't say that. Say that, you know what I'm saying? Like, come on now. Like, well, in my heart and in my head, I was like, yeah, I'm gonna win.
Yeah, of course.
Got the confidence.
But a lot of them.
But that validation from people that's your competition and peers to be you gonna win.
But the whole competition was so dope, though. You know, I just had to come with it, man. Yeah. And the main thing they pushed on us was just to be different.
Yep, that's true.
Don't do the same thing that don't just come out there rapping.
Mm-hmm.
You gotta come with it. You gotta do something. That's true. Know what I'm saying? Make the people. You gotta get the people attention.
Yep,
that's my thing. If you gonna be a rapper, you're an entertainer, an artist. I'm an artist. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? I ain't no rapper, cause I feel like I can act. I can do a whole lot of stuff. I just don't put it out there like that.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? I just be so behind the scenes. When we in the club, I don't be want to take pictures with everybody. You don't see me in nobody's face. I just be in my own little world. But once I get on the stage, it's like I'm in a whole different world now.
Mm-hmm.
It's go time. I'm at work. It's time to work. So that's how I just look at it.
Yeah, and doing that led to you headlining your very first event.
Yeah.
And how was that? How was hosting your own show at the Merry Widow? Shout out to the Merry Widow.
Right. That turned out way better than what I was expecting.
What was the difference of what you expected and what happened?
Between the outcome, yeah.
We're being from the city. You know how that is. I don't want to spend too much on that, but you know how that is. You know what I'm saying? I ain't expect that.
Yeah, you expect the love.
That turnout for the city. I understand.
I was stressed out behind that. That was my first time putting on my own show like that.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? And then for it to come out like it did, I want to do a part two for real. I'm thinking about it.
I know as an artist for me, I had influences like that made me want to be like, I want to do this. You feel me? Who influenced you, if you had any? Who inspired you, or who was you listening to make me say, "Man, I could do this too"? You feel me? Like, who be some of your influences that inspired you to do this?
Boosie,
of course.
I gotta ask these questions. You know what I'm saying?
You know what I'm saying? But it's a lot of people I listen to. I listen to all type of music. I listen to whatever, for real. I listen to gospel. I listen to country. If it sound good to me, I'm going to listen to it regardless of what type of genre music it is. You know what I'm saying?
From the take that I've got, from what I've gathered from your music, you definitely know how to deliver like on whatever tempo or whatever style of beat that you pick.
Right.
That's true. You know what I'm saying? That's one thing I've gathered from you. Like, your delivery is on par with that of people that you hear on the radio. You know what I'm saying? You know how to deliver on a song, and it'll make me feel like this could, you know what I'm talking about? Because
when I'm writing a song, you probably ain't gonna want to sit in the room with me because I'm gonna play the beat 10 million times.
Yeah, yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like to catch the beat, I want to write to the beat. Like actually sit there and write to the beat. When the beat drop, I'ma drop. If the beat go up, I'ma go up.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. So it's just like
write to the instrument type.
Yeah, I really like to take my time and just write to the beat. You know what I'm saying? So I'm flowing with the beat.
That makes sense. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying?
That's why I play the beat. I play the beat so many times. Oh man, you'll be like, snap, man. Hold up now.
Yeah.
Like chill.
No,
take a break. No.
So yeah. I gotta ask you this one thing because I know what turns me the fuck up when you go crazy on stage. What's your favorite song by you? Because I know what my favorite song is by you. You probably gonna be like, man, you feel me? But
that's
I wanna know.
Favorite song too.
That's your favorite song? That's
fucking the what?
Okay. When I hear that shit, bro, okay, when it didn't come out, I'm going dumb.
That's what makes it my favorite song because I be looking at my videos from when I do that song. And I ain't got to say nothing, and I hear the people rapping it. You know what I'm saying? That's what makes it so dope. Like, they know that song. Like, they know it. Like, not just the hook, but they know the sound.
For real. Like, on some real shit, like, I really see your shit as being, like, a staple. It's like it's timeless.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Because I remember when you released it, you feel me? And I'm like, bruh, to this day, like,
I'm saying,
like, you need, this bitch could be really easily be some shit that blow up on TikTok.
For real.
Anything.
Yeah.
You feel me?
I made a video to it on TikTok.
You got a real time?
I did. I put it on TikTok.
Hey, but look, though, I'm going to tell y'all this, too. It's going to be another video shoot for that song, too.
Okay.
Coming real soon.
Hey, y'all heard it here.
I'm going to reshoot fucking away.
You heard it here.
It's just going to be the snap, the original version.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? That's what we're going to run with.
I'm with it.
So, yeah,
it is coming soon. So that's a project that's coming soon.
Look, bro, Snap don't release nothing but quality, but he also got a chance, a one in a lifetime chance to go on tour with Quality Control. How was that, my guy?
Man, that was super dope. Cause I ain't never been really. I've been out of Alabama, but I haven't been that far out of Alabama. Yeah. I haven't been to South Carolina, Memphis, South Beach, Miami.
Yeah, yeah.
Man, we'd have been all through Birmingham, Montgomery, New Orleans. Like, man, we'd have been everywhere for a whole month from like June 1st to like July 1st.
Yeah.
We were just on the road. Fast. Just Charlotte, North Carolina, just here there. Shout out to On Point Entertainment, LaTaza Taylor. Big MBK shit, you know what the fuck going on. Shout out to my little brother, the real Nino. He doing big shit right now, like real big shit in the A, you know what I'm saying? And he got a lot of shit going on. So shout out to them, though, because if it weren't for them, you know what I'm saying, a lot of the shit that I got going on the road, it wouldn't even be happening. Yeah. You know what I'm saying?
That's
so
real,
shout out to them. I love them. That's fam.
Yeah, for real, though. They found their family the show, too. Check, please. Always shouting out Off The Rock, and I appreciate every single time.
How was that for you being an independent artist going on tour? For your first time,
yeah, because that's
like
something
explain that to me. I want to know that. I want to know how was that? Like you being on tour for a month straight. You feel me? Like just traveling.
It was crazy. Yeah. Like you really experienced the good shit.
Yeah,
and the fuck shit.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Because everything ain't good when you on the road. You know what I'm saying? Just because you on the road and you posting all these pictures and videos, you don't know the behind the scenes shit that go on. So you gotta be strong as fuck, cause them niggas don't give a fuck about you. So you gotta have that same attitude and don't give a fuck about them.
Yes,
just gotta go get what you going to get.
So how was that experience like different from doing like local shows?
How was that different?
Yeah. Well,
okay, you got niggas out there that's telling you your shit trash. It's like you ain't got a lot of yes men around you. You know what I'm saying? And plus you get to see a lot of different talent. A lot of different artists, you know what I'm saying? Like, you got people that's from these different cities and states that's, man, they live.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like we going to get so much live shit, not just in the city, because there's so much talent in the city, but what about the local artists in other cities?
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, they really come with it. I done goddamn been in this club and seen niggas get signed.
Mm-hmm. Crazy.
Like, Ugly Money Nietzsche, all them, man, they
signing
niggas.
Yeah.
They sign you right there on the spot. You know what I'm saying? And I also did weekend, Ugly Money Nietzsche weekend.
Okay.
This was before the tour.
Yeah.
And man, like that experience was just like so dope. I done met Murphy Lee. Man, it was so many. Pastor Troy. Man, it was so many. The rest of the son. All them, man, like. Man, they cool people, dog. Like, man, just being on the road, y'all, just so different from being here in the city.
Yeah,
that's
you
true.
You gotta get on the road.
No,
like,
for real.
Man, if you ain't on the road, you don't want to be nothing but a city rapper.
Basically.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Man, I'm trying to goddamn take it, dog.
Yeah, and that's how it gotta be. So let's dive into, you know, we want to talk about Fuckin' the Wet. And I want to ask you, like, what was that studio session like when that song was created? What was the vibes? How did that song come about?
I was like, what inspired you?
Right.
Sound like a life experience type shit.
But he just heard
it. He does. That's why I'm asking what inspired him. So hopefully you tell me the experience.
Like life experience type shit.
That
was a real conversation. Like, what's we doing? Like, what's
man,
we doing?
I stayed up words, to like 3 o'clock in the morning writing that song because when I was rapping at Crunch Time, I was doing a song called Model Walk.
Yeah, I remember Crunch Time.
And it was just like, it was just like, man, they used to tell me, man, like, I used to ask G, like, man, I need a song that's hard. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to Run G, because he be
shout out to G.
He behind a whole lot of shit that I got going on, personal business, music, all type of shit, man. I fuck with him, man. I love him like family, man. Like,
oh, yeah, bro.
You know
real.
What I'm saying? But, man, I used to ask, like, man, what I need to do? What kind of song I need? And it's just like somebody, they were just like, you just need to just come with it, Brian. You and it was just like I was sitting in Walmart parking lot. Mm-hmm. and I played a beat. It wasn't my beat. You know what I'm saying? And how the beat went, it kind of went with the tempo of saying, is you fucking away? You know what I'm saying? And it just rolled from there. I took it to G. G was like, hey, this, I'm going to make the beat. Let me remake the beat for you. You know what I'm saying? It was like, all right. You know what I'm saying? And it just went, it went from there. It blowed me. Like, man, if I don't even want to say how old the song is. I don't even want to say that. But it still go hard. Like, I just dropped it yesterday.
Yeah, it do. Every time it come on.
Like, I don't matter where I go. I done performed that song somewhere everywhere. Everywhere I done been. All through Mississippi. I done been in Baton Rouge. I done been everywhere. And everywhere I perform that song, I get the same reaction. The same reaction.
That's only because it's hard, my God.
Yeah.
Same reaction.
Now you got a new banger. It's about the approach to slap the scene. If y'all ain't already heard,
yeah.
It's time for the booties to be on duty.
Right. Yeah.
So, booties on duty. When did this happen? How did this happen? And when can everybody expect the music video to come out?
It happened a minute ago. It happened like a year or two ago.
Okay.
No, I needed something to come after fucking the what?
Yeah. You know, had to bring that same, vibe. So
that's kind of like, I mean, I heard the beat for it, and that's what it was. Me and G went and out. G shout out to G again because he produced that.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? And it came at first it wasn't. I wasn't even liking it for real. But then again, the more I started to listen to it, and I had rewrote a second verse to it, you know what I'm saying? And it just kind of went from there, you know what I'm saying? Then I started performing it here. Now, see, the song ain't even out yet. I just been performing it. I mean, fuck it, why not? So I just been performing it, you know what I'm saying? And the reaction that I've been getting, so I did it up in the A, up at something. They got some kind of... it's something on Mondays where you go to Stank On in your studios.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. I went in there. Now, when you go in there and perform, it's no fans. You ain't got shit but DJs, A&Rs, like niggas like that. Mm-hmm. Niggas that mean something. You rapping for niggas that mean something, not just a bunch of your homeboys. Mm-hmm. See, you know what I'm saying? And when I went in there, I did that song. And they were fucking with it.
Okay, then.
You know what I'm saying? They fucking with it. And this nigga like, man, I need that song. I can... played this in the strip club, so I was like, ooh, this it right here. You know what I'm saying? I came back down here, you know what I'm saying? And shit, I was just like, I'm finna run with booties on duty. You know what I'm saying? I wound up shooting a video for it. That I ain't even got a release date on it yet, you know what I'm saying? Like, it's coming soon, just know that. Yeah. But, hey,
okay, I can't wait for that, bro. I like to hear that.
Yeah, I snapshots.
Oh, yeah. Cool. I got some merch, too. Merch coming too, you know. So I'm gonna have some more shorts. So you know what I'm saying. The women want to purchase some shorts.
Mm.
I'm gonna have tees for the guys and all that. Yeah, you finna go.
Gotta stay on top of the merchandise. Mm. Now that's the next thing I was gonna get to you. Business is a very part of a artist's life because they must know it in order to be able to survive. Now I want to ask you, out of 100%, what percentage of the business, the music business, is marketing? And what percentage of the music business is music/talent?
Oh, it's 10% talent, 90% business.
Okay, then why do you say that? I just want to know your
it's
side.
What
of
I
you
say,
saying.
But it's also what it really is.
Yeah. Okay,
you know what I'm saying? Anybody can rap. You know what I'm saying? Anybody can do this and do that. Like what the business like though? Do you know how to get your BMIs, your copyrights. Do you know how to get paid for what you do? Like, I stopped rapping for a whole year just to learn all that.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? And I don't even know it all. It's still a lot that I'm learning.
Mm-hmm.
But I had to stop rapping a whole year to get put through a little course with Tasha. You know what I'm saying?
That makes sense.
Just a little class. Like, this is what you need to know about this. You know what I'm saying? And yeah, that's what I did. Mm-hmm. Like, you got to know a whole lot, man. You'll get fucked over so fast, so quick. Nice. You know what I'm saying? Like, if you don't know what you got going on, if you don't know your copyrights, if you don't know what you're supposed to do.
That's true.
Shout out to G. He also helped me put me on game about a lot. It's a lot of people I can name that put me on game about a lot. Just by being out there and around it and seeing it, you also going to learn a lot. You know what I'm saying? Because I know a lot of people learn hands-on.
Yeah.
By hands-on. Like, man, it's more business than talent.
Do you feel as if you'll be independent your entire career?
I wouldn't mind.
Okay. So, like, yeah.
I like that.
I don't even know if I should say it. You know what I'm saying? Though, but look, though, I got some lined up, though.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? I got some big lined up. You know what I'm saying? I ain't gonna even say too much, but it's through the universal distribution. So I'm gonna just keep it at that. But it's some lined up. I got some lined up, and it's finna go up. Just know it's finna go up. 2020 is going up. Again, on point, ENT, MBK, big shit. You know what time,
it is. Hey, that's what we like to hear. So, like, bro, snap. Like, I want, you being an artist, you've been in the game. You've been in this game for a very long time.
Right.
What keeps motivating you to keep going? Because you said you started rapping when you was, like, 12.
Right.
You ain't 12 no more.
No.
So, like, what has kept you going?
Again, the people. Music, I mean, music ain't got no age limit.
That's true.
You know what I'm saying? Like, I could be 40 as long as I'm dropping good music. You know what I'm saying? What? You feel me? So if they liking what I'm doing, why stop? You know what I'm saying? Right. If what I love doing give me money, why stop?
That don't make sense.
Nope.
This is what I love doing. Like, what I'm going to quit doing this for?
You right.
To go flip burgers?
Yep.
To go build houses, lay bricks, no, man.
That ain't where it's
at. You know what I'm saying? Like, yeah, I do got me a job. I do. You know what I'm saying?
Everybody got a battery.
If shit don't pop out, you know what I'm saying? What I'm going to do then?
Yeah. Right.
Grown true. Man out there, whole goddamn, asking for change. Let me hold $5.
Y'all got that mixtape by the game.
Shit, you got to have a job to fund the career.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah. I also got my own little lawn service. You know what I'm saying? I cut grass. You know what I'm saying? I got me a little team, a little nephew. We get out there. We do yard work. You know, hey. It is what it is. I be trying to get it out type of way.
Right, but you got to be like that. Got to have an open mindset because you never want to miss your blessing. You feel me? So we want to run a couple hot shot questions by you. You know, give me about a good 5 people you would love to work with.
Give it 5, 2 high, give it 3.
MGM Lit.
Okay.
That's light work.
I think that'd be a good little feature.
Yeah.
Daniel Davis.
Okay.
Okay, yeah.
That's it.
I like that you're sticking local. I like that.
Yeah, man. That's all I like. I like to listen to a lot.
I support a lot of,
you know what I'm saying, independent rapper.
Two down, 3 more to go.
To go. After, I want to do a track with Blue.
Okay.
I want to do one with Boosie too.
For sure. You
know that'll be like, dope. They gonna not know who's saying what.
Okay, they not. They not.
We kind of got one.
I was going to say that you on some shit with Crimson King.
Yeah.
Shout out to Crimson, man.
Yeah.
He came, man. Like, man, I love that man, dog.
In the words of Crimson. Fair hope. Fair hope.
Shout out to Crimson King, dog. That's fam, man.
Yeah,
brother
Crimson.
That's my fam, dog. Same. He made that happen. He put that together to feature me and Boots on the track with him. You know what I'm saying?
Hey, bro, that was a wild ass story, though.
Okay.
Y'all at that mansion, though.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Bro, I wish Crimson was here so we could have his facial expression.
Because he's so funny when he tells a story.
Yeah. Yes.
That was dope, man. That was like one of the funnest days of my life.
Yeah.
I wish I could bring it back. I want to redo that day.
Yeah.
And I tell him that, like, every time I see him, I'm like, man, I wish we could do that again. Like,
that's what you're striving for.
Again, though, you got to accept the good with the bad.
Yeah.
Everything ain't good as it seems. But you just got to be strong enough to talk that shit out. You know what I'm saying?
That's true.
Like, you got to ride with that shit.
You get them golden days, like you just explained. Like, yeah, like with Boogie, like, yeah. Like,
that shit, man.
That bad shit add up to something like that, and you'd be like, yeah, it's worth it.
It's fun.
I could do it. Fuck it. That's
that shit was fun. Yep. And we wind up linking up with Booster several times. You know what I'm saying? And we shot a video. We did a song. He got a song called Chick Bounce. It's out everywhere, you know what I'm saying? You can go download it right now on everything. It's on YouTube. Everything. Just type it in, man. It's going to pop up. Yeah. Like, side of the crown, boosting. Yeah, okay, we did this.
The next question I want to ask you, bro, is if you could make a song in any other genre, what genre would it be? Has to be anything other than rap.
R&B.
Oh, you going to sing to him now, Snap?
Oh, okay.
I want to just sing to him, but I mean, I could do anything though, for real. But I say R&B though.
Okay.
I got some R&B music that's pretty dope.
That boy, hey, True, he gonna be in your lane now. He gonna be over
there. Collab with True.
I had to ask the whole.
We can do that.
Is you fucking or what?
Yeah. Oh, I seen that shit. Straight out of
dressing. Ask the whole. Wow, is she fucking over? Hey, bro.
That shit have gone in at the cookout. Yeah.
R&B country.
That shit have gone in at some Southern Soul shit. That shit have gone in at the cookout.
Yeah.
That shit have gone in at the cookout.
Hell no.
Hey, Cash.
Hey, I'm dead ass. Dead ass the whole
baby. Hey,
no. She fucking over.
Honor.
Shit kind of clean.
Man, hey, it's gonna go from R&B to snapping B.
Hey, well, I'm turning for shit. I like this shit like that. That summarizes
me. Y'all make it sound old. Y'all make it sound old the way y'all saying it.
Like,
goddamn.
You know what I'm saying?
I'm gonna have on them Jerusalem 11 singing that shit with a snap shirt on.
Man,
I'm gonna be able to cook the best ribs in your life.
I'm not gonna be a part of that one.
Like, if I had to ask myself that question, I'd probably make another song in like country or some shit because I know it's gonna pop.
I wouldn't mind making a country song.
Yeah. It blows me though that the females like it like a lot more than the dudes though.
Oh, yeah.
But you gotta understand the context of where you're coming from.
Yeah.
Like, cause you gotta understand, like, a lot of females be wanting to take that stance, and you just going there. Yeah. Like, that's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
You going there. It's not really, there's no gender. There's no gender clarification on just taking it straight to the point. You feel me? Like, you just taking it to the point.
Well, some girls are straight, they more straightforward.
Yeah, you feel me?
Then people just be thinking. Some girls just be like, it's just ass, bro.
Yeah. I love those kind.
Of course.
You ever look. But you ever ran across them kind but didn't what you wasn't expecting to run across them, so you literally running around them and then they hit you with the you could have just asked because that's what I wanted to do anyway.
Nah, you
and then you be like Well damn. You feel me? Like, yeah.
Well, I just asked everyone then just figure out from there.
You can't ask everybody. it's like you can't ask every person for candy. Like, you feel me? Because you're not gonna get candy from everybody.
If that's what you want, you ask for it.
You can't ask everybody.
I get what you're saying.
Do your shit.
But you ever heard of curiosity killed the cat?
When the cat you was thinking about it,
I'm not gonna waste no time. That's what the fuck I want, then.
Nah, I think you asked for it, like, but you can't do it from everybody.
Hey, man, look.
I feel them, though. You know what I'm saying?
I'm not feeling them.
You fucking know what? So
I'm not finna do all that shit. If I didn't come here for that, I'm not coming. I'm not finna stay.
Look, man.
You fucking know what?
Let me reel us back.
But true, what if somebody ask you that? And they be like, and it's like on another spectrum.
Wait a minute.
What's the spectrum?
That's what I'm saying.
But that's what I'm saying, true.
What's the spectrum? That's what I'm saying. You're not hearing me
I'm
right.
I'm be like, yeah.
Because you're fucking
you
true.
You can't just ask everybody.
It's because it's him. That's the only reason.
I'm just saying. It's the same scenario. That's the people's problem now. They be trying to sugarcoat shit and go around shit and build around shit.
There's just ways to ask. And it's... The song is great.
It's based on opportunity.
I feel you.
But in order to get the opportunity, you have to create it.
That boy True gonna be fucking flies because you
hear the shit that's coming out his mouth right now.
You get my bees with honey.
Like, that is basically saying, I want to fuck and I want it now. Like,
you ain't fucking
with me. Like, basically,
what are you, JG Dickworth?
JG True.
JG Dickworth.
JG True Worth.
Period.
True Worth. Goddamn. No, it's True Worth.
I'm just saying, I'm too old, man. I ain't got time to be playing, man, folk, man.
I feel you on that, though.
Yeah. You can ask everybody
to fuck. I ain't gonna just straight ask you. I mean, it ain't gotta be like that, but I'm gonna make it known why I'm here.
What if a girl asked you?
Yeah.
That should have thrown you, wouldn't it? It'll throw you.
No, it won't throw me. That's what I want.
Yes, it would. Because that's what's in your head.
Yeah. Yeah, man.
You already know that shit gonna throw you. When a girl hit you with you, when a girl hit you with you,
fuck anything.
I want you to ask me though.
If she come at you and she just
imagine a girl coming at you with your.
If she come at me and I don't, I got the choice to say no.
But listen, what I'm saying, you right. She come at you with your energy.
You right.
Say what? What if she come at you with your energy? She gonna throw you.
I have the choice to say yes or no.
Well, he better
you
say
gonna
no.
Say yes.
He gonna say yes.
It's still a choice. I still have a choice.
But
no.
He gonna
say yes. Everybody got a choice, man.
So what we talking about then?
But she ain't gonna use your other choice.
Yeah, he ain't gonna use your other choice. That other choice ain't really a choice to you.
I like how y'all niggas ask questions.
What if she gets you while you're doing
it? I'm cornering
you. Ask a question and then give you the answer for you.
What if she catch you while you drunk?
That's what I'm saying.
What if she been drunk and end up doing some shit? That
ladies,
like, no, what
catch
the fuck?
Him at the classic lady event and ask him, is you fucking or what? And he gonna say yeah.
He gonna say yeah.
I bet he say yeah. I bet in that suit. Yeah. I bet he say yeah.
If a girl come up there and tell you that, you know, when she walk away, that thing gonna whistle the Andy Griffin tune. Cause it has been knocked loose.
Oh,
ain't no way.
You know what's crazy about it? You know what's crazy though? In eighth grade, I had a nigga tell me, and I thought this was so fucking bizarre. A nigga told me, bro, he was like, bro, basically, bro, I'll fuck anybody. Like, listen to this. Hold on. It's just the fact that, hold on, everybody calm down. It's just the fact that bro was in eighth grade. We in eighth grade. And his logic behind him saying that is like, he said, bro, think about it, bro. You know you want to fuck, bro. So it's like, if a girl and she got some pussy, bro, you going to say, yeah, I'm in eighth grade, though. I'm like, nah, bro. You remember when we was in middle school, high school even. We was saying, bro, we ain't fucking them but the baddest. Walking around, you feel me?
Yeah.
So that's in our mind, you know that.
And it ain't work out like that.
In middle school. Of course it didn't work out.
So let's just stop acting like it worked out like that.
It don't work out like that, bro. But I'm saying though, like, yeah, that shit just blows me.
Yeah,
like,
bro.
But it is like that though.
Yeah.
It ain't like that, but it's like that.
Not everybody can get Zoe from one of them. Zoe one on one. You gotta get that third bitch with the nostrils.
I feel like the saying, like, girls,
bro, you
get who
talking about
nasty
classified. Hold on, time out. You talking about nasty classified.
No,
you said the nostril shit.
Yeah, but the
you talking about the one that take that the hell
with the braces. She had some shit going on too.
Quinn had nothing wrong. I know her name, lad. That's what I'm telling you. Quinn had nothing wrong with her nose.
She did.
You talking about the white girl from Nasty Classified that always had the nasal spray.
I don't know shit about that.
Yeah, I don't know shit about that either. I'm trying to find out what the fuck y'all talking about.
Look, man.
Sure, you used to watch Nasty Classified. It don't act like you ain't watch Nickelodeon.
I ain't watch that show, though.
You weren't a Nickelodeon person?
I ain't watch that show.
Well, how old are you again?
Older than you.
That's what I'm saying. So okay, I gotta think.
Yeah, I didn't watch that shit.
You
might
well watch that shit. I was watching this.
42?
Huh?
He said 42.
He 32.
Alright, my bad.
He fucked me up a little bit too. I like that. He said class of 2010 or 2002.
Cash, bro. Let me reel this back in.
Oh, yeah, all right,
so snap, bro. We're going to ask you the question we like to ask a lot of artists that come on the show, bro. Off the Rock had $1 million and we're willing to give you a deal here at Off the Rock Records. I'm, you know, rocking. We're giving you that deal. What are we getting in return, my guy?
What y'all getting in return? Like, what kind of deal? First of all,
we giving you $1 million. All you got to do is
put on the second person to ask that. What kind of deal are we talking about?
All you got to do is wear these little ass pants. You feel me?
Listen,
we got you a meal, though. We got you a meal.
That is not in the Off the Rock Records clause.
It's not. I need you to do a song with Lil Nas. And after that.
Shit.
Oh, you got it?
I'll do a song with his ass. I ain't living that lifestyle, but I'll do a song with his ass. Nah, I'll do a song with
his ass.
That shit gonna triple, man. That shit gonna make money.
I think it real fucked up that you are out for another man some shit like that, though. Like, why would that even come
to your
mind?
That is fucked up, man. That's thank you. I like him.
Why would you do a song?
I like his ass. Why would you come
with
me with this shit, nigga? I like his mindset.
I'm doing this shit. You feel me?
He got $1 million.
I be at goddamn bank next week.
That's what we need here.
Trying to goddamn get at the open mic.
That's what we need at Off the Rock Records. He got it.
Fuck it.
He won.
Man, I've been doing this shit so long.
He won.
Man.
Give him 2 million.
Man, fuck that.
Give him 2 million. Not a million. He got it. He answered that shit better than anybody could have answered that shit. You can't lie.
No, bro, he answered your question. You should answer mine.
But that's what I'm saying, though.
Okay.
I'm part of Off the Rock Records. He got to answer my question, too. So
okay, but you...
You got questions
took the question
too
elsewhere. No, I'm just going to elaborate on
this. You agree. Your question might be weird.
Right. Anyways, so No, like, what would you be bringing to the table if we were willing to sign a deal with you?
He just asked that.
Yeah, and he didn't get to answer it.
He didn't get to answer because your ass interjected with some other shit.
Yeah, with some little Nas X. The fuck?
God damn.
I'm pushing my mic to the side.
Man, yeah, do that.
Oh, like, for real. Also, real tip. Like, what type of a deal? Like, is we talking about a deal that I agree with? Or something.
Something that you would agree with. Like, what would we be getting from you as a person?
Yeah, this ain't nothing that's going to fuck you over.
A legitimate deal.
At least he
like,
asking questions. Shit.
I don't think you asked that, but you think we'd do that deal?
No, you just got to steal eggs.
You're right, though.
You wouldn't think a lot of motherfuckers would do that.
I mean, you still got to ask, but they ain't going to... That still don't mean they're going to tell you either, though.
I feel like I could bring a lot to any label, for real. Like, from fans to money to all type of shit. You know what I'm saying? Because it's just like, man, not just me, but the people that's around me, though. You know what I'm saying? Like,
we'll talk about that.
It's so much bread that just around me. Fuck me, you feel me? Like, if I got a deal, I wouldn't even really have to do shit. I'd invest in all my people. You feel me? Because I know
you know it's coming back.
Yeah, I know.
You know it's coming back.
I know what they got going on. I see it right now. You know what I'm saying? So, shit, all I know, that's what a lot of people need is bread. You know what I'm saying? The money. Mm-hmm. Like, if a lot of us had money, you know what I'm saying? A lot of us would be doing a whole lot better at where we at now.
That's true.
What I'm saying? So, it's just like, I feel like I could bring a whole lot. You know what I'm saying? I feel like I can bring a whole lot. I know I can bring a whole lot. You know what I'm saying? Because, I got some real bosses around me. You know what I'm saying? They're just like, I might act a certain way. I might talk a lot of shit on Facebook. But if you don't know me in real life, you know what I'm saying? Like, you don't know me at all.
That's true.
Because you cannot judge me off of social media.
That's true.
You know what I'm saying? That's why I say what I say on social media. Like, fuck y'all. Y'all don't know me.
Right.
Y'all just want drama and bullshit. Anyway, listen to me. I can post bullshit. Sometimes I post bullshit intentionally because I know it bring ass. I can post some real shit. Like I can share my shit and I won't get no likes, no nothing. But if I come back and post some bullshit, I get some likes and views. But guess what? I can come back and post my music and guess what? My views then went up. Yeah. On my music, you know what I'm saying? Because they think I'm on bullshit. They think I got some drama going. You know what I'm saying? So I like to do that shit sometimes just for the fuck of it. Fuck y'all. Right. Like, I don't owe shit to nobody. Man. I don't owe nobody shit.
Hey.
That's real. I mean, that is what we call marketing strategy. Whenever you create an atmosphere and then prosper from it.
It was one time, especially on a store, be an R&B singer and post a picture with a female. Watch me. I post a picture with a female. All the bitches gonna look at it.
Mm-hmm. That's so good.
And I'm post my song right after that motherfucker.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It work every time.
Hey, sometimes the females, some people do this weird thing where they just post weird, half porno, I guess pornography. Oh, nah,
some
pictures.
Of them be for real when they do that.
They do that. But like,
that's them. That's them.
No. Because like, some people post like a picture, like a beat or something.
Fucking rock.
And be like, gotcha. And
then, that's some, them.
People do that shit, though.
Oh, I just seen a post earlier where somebody posted some pregnancy tests and was like, haha, gotcha. Just wanted you to look at my story.
Exactly.
The fuck? Yeah, like, yeah.
But a lot of them, that's them.
But you can't knock them though, man. I talk my shit about a lot of stuff and a lot of people, man. But I can't knock nobody. Who am I? That's why sometimes you'll see me say, "Who am I to judge?"
Mm-hmm.
I ain't no motherfucker about it. I'ma just talk my shit. This is my opinion.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? We all got one.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? We all don't agree with the same shit. You know what I'm saying? So it's like I be feeling like there's no reason for people to be getting mad and all that extra shit that they be doing.
That's true.
If I say you trash, nigga, that's just my opinion of saying you trash.
Exactly.
If you say I'm trash, I'm not gonna be mad. Personally, I'm gonna accept that shit and try to better myself, you know what I'm saying? Cause you feel like I'm trash. Now I need you to like my shit, you know what I'm saying? Like I ain't gonna look at it as oh fuck you.
Yeah. But I feel also as a way that you should have a little bit of a J. Cole mindset. And write what's in your heart and give a fuck who fucking with it.
Right.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Right.
I just feel as if you should have a, you know how when the power post, they made a power of girls and had percentages of shit. I need you to have a percentage of.
And he just said he wasn't watching the cartoons I was watching, so I don't think you were watching yours either.
Nah, I won't watch no power pop girl.
Thank you. I knew this already.
But like.
I knew this already.
But did you understand?
I knew this already.
Did you understand where I was going?
No, I understood.
Okay.
But he did.
That's all that matters.
He ain't watched Powerpuff Girl.
That's all that matters.
You don't know nothing about Chemical X in the city of Townsville or
I just know Blossom, Bubbles, and Buttercup, though.
My nigga,
okay.
Oh,
he know enough then, okay? Well, yeah,
yeah. Thank you.
So he might understand.
My little sister.
Yeah,
thank you, yeah. My nigga. But anyway, y'all, bro, this has been an awesome motherfucking episode. We had Snap on Off the Rock. And Snap, bro, what you want to tell the fans, tell the people about what you have going on? How can they support you? How can they, you know, be a part of your brand? Like, can you just tell our people how can they follow you and stuff?
You can follow me on Facebook at Snap Burrell, Burrell. You know what I'm saying? Instagram, Snap on the Track. You know what I'm saying? And everything else the same, Snap Burrell, you know. Oh man, I also got some coming up, not this weekend, but next weekend. I'm gonna be in Orlando, Jacksonville, Tampa, Miami, South Beach again. You know what I'm saying? Back down now. Quicker than I thought I was gonna be back down now. You know, but yeah, I'm gonna be down there at I think it's the FAMU homecoming. I think that's what's going on. But it's so major going down now. And I'm gonna be down now. I'm gonna be part of with my fam, my team, On Point Entertainment and big MBK shit. You know what I'm saying? The real, you know, we going live down now. So, you know what I'm saying? Y'all want to tap into me, man. Just follow me on the social media, man. Like for real. I follow back. I tune in. I tap in everybody. I try to tap into everybody who share my shit, who tap in and show love to me. I try to show love back. So, yeah. You know what I'm saying? Fuck with me.
Love, man. Up. Shout out to Snap. True, bro. What you want to tell people before we get out of it?
Everybody stay healthy, man. Holiday season, be safe.
Oh, yeah. Anna, what you want to tell people before we get out of here?
All right, y'all. You know, keep on keeping on, and y'all stay safe out here. Peace out, Girl Scout, period.
Girl Scout. What you want to tell the people before we get out of here?
Hey, man, Thanksgiving coming up. Y'all know who can't make the fucking macaroni, so don't let them make it.
Period.
Yeah.
There you go.
And we got a problem if you like pasta salad and potato salad warm.
Yeah. Hey, one more thing.
Oh, yeah,
man.
Bro,
hey, man, shout out the art, man. Shout out the author, though.
Hell like, yeah.
He's somebody who behind me, man. He makes sure I'm straight when I'm in the club. When we on the road, he makes sure I get to where I need to go. Like, man, just shout out the art, man. You know who he is. Fuck with you hard.
Thanks.
I love your life, fam, because you make sure I'm straight, man. Just shout out to everybody who fuck with me, who around me. I love y'all and I got y'all, but like, that's real.
Turn up. Right. And I just want to tell everybody, look, man, like my boy Cash said, the holidays are approaching. Got to give a shout out to Punkish the Bando Kitchen. Give also a shout out to Dolphin Street Sound.
Big shout out.
And to let you know that, yes, Off the Rock is the official podcast for Sound Music. Y'all, I got a big announcement for a lot of artists who be in my inbox and Off the Rock inbox asking for to be on the show. Off the Rock is no longer taking interview requests. All right, we will reach out to you if we would like to have you on the show. Just give you an opportunity to build your brand until we reach out to you. Right. It's been Off the Rock, bro. Yeah. Snap. It's something we always say before we get off the show. And what we do say is, if you ain't fucking with Off the Rock, you definitely under a rock. So I'm going to set you up like Kobe and you're going to dunk it like Shaq. All right? So I'm going to start it. And I just need you to say Off the Rock. All right?
Period.
So look, everybody, I know you at the crib. I know you vibing. I just want you to remember, if you ain't fucking with Off the Rock, dog, you definitely under
a rock.
Under a motherfucking rock.
Under the motherfucking rock.
Under the rock. Like Patrick.
Under the motherfucking rock.
AJ.
I'm finna go sleep under a rock. Take us out.
Take us the fuck out of here, bro.